The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All aboard!
We play. That's what we do. We don't talk, we play. You come to Foxborough, it's going to be snowing, it's going to be cold. Come on in here. You want to say all you want? You want to change the rules? Change them. We still play, and we win. That's what we do. Malcolm, go!
Well, you just think that I'm some great survivor, and you just build upon the lies that carry you. Well, I don't even talk that way. See, I wanted you to stay and show you the world's a better place. And as we crawl to find our way, we even take the shape of something else.
You think that I'm just some great survivor?
Circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bill.
Ew, it's episode 100 of the Malcolm Go podcast. Tony is here, and the boys are remote. One in Arkansas, the other one in Massachusetts. How's everybody feeling today on episode 100 of the Malcolm Go podcast on December the 1st, 2021? Can you believe it?
I just feel like, I feel good. I feel like things are back to normal. The evil empire,
good.
We're here. We're here.
I get to use all my good Buffalo bits.
Going are we ever going to lose again? Like, this is a real question people are ask it.
What'd you say?
Are we just ever going to lose again?
Never lose. Mac Jones. First of all, I want to talk about how Tyler gave me no heads up that he was going to be remote, and I fucking set everything up like a good boy. His chair is over there. His mic. It looks like I have it posthumous. It's a posthumous chair that I'm looking at on the other side of my room. You're literally 3 miles away from my house, and you couldn't make it with no regard. This is why you're getting cut out of the pod deal.
It never dawned on me to show up.
Not even an inkling that you had to come.
Part of me was like, oh, I should be at his house right now. Yeah,
he's enjoying his new home.
This is episode Hundy.
He's next to his wooden stove.
Can you believe that I've babbled? You guys have been there for a good bulk of them, but I've literally babbled through 100 hours plus on nonsense over 4 years or whatever it's been. I don't even have a cake. I got nothing. I have a Coca-Cola. That's my celebration. I did get a new computer, boys. Everyone out there in Malcolm Goland, you must be thrilled to hear the audio.
I mean, I assume we just sound good for the first time.
Sound better. Episodes. Everything here is good. I don't know how to get my soundboard to not stop every 2 seconds. You know what I mean? Like, look.
Going to Cincinnati.
Tom Brady could do that.
So what else I got in here? Anything good ones?
What type of equipment are you running over there? What do we have going? Is it HP?
Hold on. How's the...
Let me get you a fucking shine box.
What kind of... I got a new MacBook Air. It's a 13-incher, you know.
Look at this guy.
Size matters. So I went with a 13-inch. My mommy bought it for me for my birthday / Christmas prize. Imagine? My birthday, boys, which is Saturday. You guys get me anything good?
Birthday's around the corner?
A meeting with Fansided.
Oh, I guess that's true. Listen, we don't want to get too big for our britches, but the boys are up for sale. They're coming hot. Offers are coming in left and right. I don't know anything about this Fansided, but I'll tell you right now, that offer better be big, babe, because I won't sell for nothing. I got other people. Hey, there's other irons in the fire.
We should distribute ownership right now.
Okay, 99-1. You guys split 1%.
99 to 1.
Tyler gets 2. You get 97.
I've been there since. I've been there since week 3, 2014.
Week 3, 2014. I've paid for every month of podcast hosting. My mom's actually part owner now. She owns part of the. She owns part of the equipment. My wife, she's a supporter. My son's been on the thing. Everybody.
I would say my father stumbled upon it, so I feel like we've got
a lot of listeners. Hey, listen, this is like an open forum. The Malcolm Gup pod, when we go global and get purchased by a website, which I perused today, I said, where are the podcasts on this website? There was no podcast on the web. I just looked through it. There was a million. Literally every single thing is on that website. It's like
maybe that's what they're missing.
It's TMZ and fucking math. I don't know. There was so much shit on there.
There was one article on there I read just a moment ago.
You're a big fan side?
It said Bill Belichick's biggest dynasty is yet to come, and I almost had a come.
The right boy's 72 years old. How much longer is he gonna dynasty? I mean, can we is this the Ming dynasty? He's got like 3 years left.
I think he's having fun though. Like he's having fun. That post game, he threw a stiff arm out there.
I tell you what, this squad has so many likable players. There's not one player on this team I don't like, and every single person, the energy in the stadium, it's so much different. You know why? The pressure's off. As I've been saying for years, we're just playing with house money. That 6th Super Bowl where Tom Brady won, after that, I was like, that's gravy. I mean, all I was always saying ever since Brady won his first 3, I was like, I got greedy, obviously. So every single year, every single game, oh, miserable. If they lost, miserable for a fucking week until the next game. Punching shit, got so mad. Oh, it's going to cost the 1 seed. This is going to cost the 1 seed. And then, you know, they lost the Super Bowl. Fuck, this is ruining Tom's, his resume for Hall of Fame and GOAT status. Now everyone disagrees with it. He's the GOAT. Belichick's the GOAT. And, you know, they won more Super Bowls as a team than any other team in history. Brady has more Super Bowls than any team total. And I was just like, it's fucking house money now. Who cares? Whatever happens,
now
happens.
Now we get to build stress. One. Now we're building a dynasty.
Yeah. And there's just no stress anymore. You know what I mean? This feels a lot like 2001, just exciting. You know, I don't. In 2001, I didn't think they were going to win the Super Bowl. I barely thought they were going to make the playoffs.
Oh, well, this team.
Even
right
games
here,
like this where they won.
What?
Even games like this where they won, though, like how. Like, it was 16-13 when they knocked that fumble out in the third quarter.
And it wasn't. I mean, they didn't play great in this game. I mean, Tennessee's certainly good. I mean, I don't know. I mean, a wide receiver would have helped them. I'm not sure Derrick Henry could have done much more. They ran for 270 yards.
I was about to say, why do they need a wide receiver? They just ran it all they wanted. How'd they only score 13 points? I don't. The math.
Well, they have 3 turnovers. I think they had 3 fumbles and an interception. They had 4 turnovers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, one of them the game was over, but 2 of them mattered. And that one was an interception in the end zone. So, I mean, they could have been in that game. I don't know how much Derrick Henry helped in that game. Maybe he doesn't fumble. But, I mean, that play by J.C. Jackson was elite. That boy
is he better
paid.
Than Gilmore?
No.
Is he
why do than, you like, stop your mouth?
What do you mean? What, have you
first of all, the Tannehill stinks. And the sooner people stinks. Get used to it and he accept it, stink. They think that he moved to Tennessee and all of a sudden became good. He stinks.
But we do like losing to him. Like we are known for that.
We lost to him in Miami. I don't even think, did we? Maybe. Maybe they lost him in Miami once or twice. And I know they lost to him in Tennessee twice. But he stinks. He fucking can't. He stinks. They had no wide receivers in this game. I was looking at the players like, who's on this team? There's nobody on this team.
It was such a simple game plan.
I had no. I was like, we're going to crush this team. I knew we were going to crush them. They were 7-point favorites against the 1 seed in the AFC. And I was like, they're going to win by double that. Game, I was like, they're going to win by double 7.
Hang on. Then why was I the only one to predict the score? By the way, I was 1 point off. I didn't think on a bender.
I didn't think A.J. Brown was out yet. I don't think he was declared out.
And that game
J.C.
was
Jackson.
That game was not a blowout. Like, it was at the end. But if they don't fumble that ball on that drive, they have the ball, like, what, the 30 down 3? In the third?
Like, yeah, but Mac Jones was really slinging on them the whole game. They could not stop Mac Jones.
Another KP prediction. 300 plus, threw for 311. I mean, this guy.
One of the best defense in the NFL. Mack was just firing on him. That was his first 300 game. You know that your New England Patriots, which is, this is very 2001. Your New England Patriots do not have a single 100-yard receiver in a game. Not a one.
This is wild. I just don't understand it.
What am I because,
supposed- but then you look at it and you're like, who's going to get 100 yards?
I think Kendrick Bourne could eventually get 100 yards.
I can see Myers having like 12
catches. Move the chains guy. I love that they got Jonnu Smith involved. He got 50 yards. Hunter Henry was eliminated from the game plan. They could not run at all.
Yeah, Myers had 98 this week.
Can we go back to Hunter Henry real quick?
Yeah, go to him.
And the if the kid we got
talking hogs. This is your segment called Talking Hogs.
This is Talking Hogs. We finished 8-4. We're gonna end up playing Clemson and beat their ass anyway. Hunter Henry, what do you think about him saying he's gonna go to his child's birth? I don't know. That's not a Patriot thing. Nah, I'm not in on that.
You can't say anything. You can't say you can't go to his kid's birth, but I mean, some of us have fantasy football championships to win here, Hunter.
I literally do. He's my. That's where I'm getting at. I have him and Dawson Knox. And
you know
Knox,
I think you need to let him hear it on Twitter. You need to let him hear it on Instagram.
No, I told you his dad's his family's a big deal down here in Little Rock. I'll just go find the family business and just go make a
picket his house. Say, listen, you go to the family. We'll zoom in. Matt Judon didn't miss the game. Brett Favre's dad died fucking probably a quarter mile away. He was playing in the game. He came to the game. He was throwing touchdowns.
Wait, did James White's family die and then he played or he sit that one out?
No, he sat it out, but he was in Seattle.
That was a tough one.
What was that?
That was also a whole different scenario. Yeah, that was a car. That wasn't an like expected death.
But both of his parents died.
No, only his dad. I think his mom.
Why
just...
are we on death right now? We're talking
you
about
did it. You born. Did.
He's going to have
talking about
kid.
Childbirth.
It's
circle of life.
It's only a kid. I mean, Bill's got to put a halt to that. Bill's got to get a grip. But
I'm working the shit out of this, out of my soundboard, even though you guys can't hear it. I'm working the shit out of it.
Go, son. Like don't you get it? I made a funny.
I like when I listen back to the pod.
That's every time I hear KP talk. You hear it? Yeah. I know. Hunter Henry, look. I mean,. KP I don't know how pregnant she is. She's like nine months pregnant, right? So she could have the baby any moment.
KP doesn't have a single thing on any of his walls. They're completely bare. He just has a screen in front of him. He's just fucking watching like hog highlights on replay, and he's just going.
No,
yeah,
I was watching.
No, he's got a fucking. He's got like a Hilltop Steakhouse bullhorns in the back there. Did you get those from the Hilltop Steakhouse fucking when they had that the what do you call those things when somebody dies and they sell all their shit.
He probably has a Hungry Man's in the microwave right now.
Exactly. He's like, most Midwest shit I've ever seen. Is the Arkansas of the South? Is that Midwest? Chicken. You call Arkansas the South or the Midwest?
We're in the South, baby.
I don't know if you're in the South.
I just smoked a whole chicken. It was a 9-pound chicken that my aunt raised this chicken and killed it and gave it to me. So I just smoked it.
That's a family chicken. You smoked the family chicken. Here's my aunt. An aunt is such a thing that Massachusetts people don't say. That's the only thing. I don't know. I never understood that. Is everybody in not. It's. I don't even know if it's all Massachusetts, but only Boston area says aunt. And everyone else is like, aunt. My aunt.
Yeah, but like when I talk to your mom, she calls her sister's aunt. I don't. And that makes no sense.
No, she doesn't. She calls them Ange.
Maybe it's fucked Ange and Terry. Who knows?
Yeah, it's not the same. Our drunken fest at the Lo Conte Thanksgiving this week.
I thought I sent you a top three tweet when we're back to the Browns punter when they said he looks like he sells pot.
That's a great tweet. You fucking outed him on the pod, and that famous comedian called him out, and you were like, yes, that's correct. And he does do that.
By the way, we need, if that's what this fan side of things about, we need to go in full denial mode. We needed to cover that.
He smokes weed. Everyone smokes weed. It's like a known, like every NBA, they don't even test for it in the NBA. They're all high halftime.
Honestly, Josh Gordon might be in the Hall of Fame if they just.
Oh, Jesus Christ. It. Josh Gordon is so bad. Again, my prediction was correct. The fucking every single team that acquires Josh Gordon for the last 13 years thinks they've acquired Jerry Rice times Randy Moss times Josh Gordon 2013, and they get. a bum. A guy that takes up space and can't play. He stinks. Stop trying to make him good.
Yeah, but like he looks good.
He does again. He's got the Cam Newton disease, where he looks like he should be a great NFL player.
Cam Newton. I mean, that guy. I don't know if you saw his statistics, but that he got benched.
He got benched. Well, you're gonna get benched. I mean, Cam Newton's getting the raw end of the deal here. They keep bringing him in the middle of the season, be like, "Be great, son," and then he goes out there and he's like, "I don't know the plays." Can somebody give me a playbook before fucking October?
You guys want a Cam Newton stat?
Yeah, give me one. Fire it at me.
He's 0-15 in his last 15 games without Belichick, and 7-8 in his games with Belichick.
Yeah, I mean, no. Oh, yeah, well, Carolina's not that good. They're in the playoff race somehow. I don't know how. Yeah, they had a decent defense. I mean, the Patriots beat them pretty easily.
We're beating everybody handily. I say that every week, and you guys laugh at me when I predict.
Not this week. This is going to be a tough week. Monday night, right, under the lights, nothing better.
We'll see. I also was in a wedding with Josh Allen, so I got some shit.
Nobody
circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. I don't know why my soundboard cuts off the S and Bills.
Wait, who's what are we talking about?
All right, so the quarterback for my college is from Fireball, California, and I was in his wedding, and Josh Allen was in it and his whole family.
Wait. Really? Why?
Tallest guy in the stadium, and he's friends with your boy?
He's monumental.
You're just rubbing shoulders with NFL elite, huh? Josh Allen and the Browns punter?
I mean,
you got any details on Josh Allen's smoking weed?
No, none of that. But he's
everybody does coke at a wedding.
He's actually like a really nice guy. Like, I didn't like that I liked him, but
was he already on the Buffalo Bills or was he?
Yeah, it was his first rookie year. He was like, he was telling us about like when he got signed and went there. Like, he was like, my face was on things, and it was just he went from Wyoming to that, and he was like, I'm the face of everything now. It's just me.
Well, Buffalo, they love. I mean, they got nothing to do. That's literally a fucking igloo. I don't know if you've ever been there, but it just from October till April, it's a snowmageddon. It just always is snowing and gray and terrible. And, I mean, they love the Bills and they love the Sabres. The Sabres and Bills have been terrible for 40 years. So,
did you see 3 weeks ago OJ was there? He was at the game. Imagine.
Yeah,
imagine
no, I can't imagine. I said that, I think I tweeted, I was like, the guy that threw beer on Tyreek Hill can't go to the stadium in Foxborough. And O.J. Simpson is in a fucking private box at Bill's Drive. I seriously doubt he was brought there by the owner, but still, they let him in, knowing that he is not just a regular guy.
You're just in your seat, and you know how he does his Twitter videos. You just hear, all right, Twitter world, and you turn around, it's just
I think I've been blocked by OJ. I've been blocked by O.J. I've said some things to him, unkind things about his past.
I'd like to see who has you blocked. I bet it's a great list.
I got a lot of, I don't know. I've dialed it down in the last few years. I might have got blocked by Keith Olbermann tonight. Because he was a cunt. He said something, he was like, I don't know. It was horrendous. Like, I don't even know how he could defend it. And it's not even to make it political. But he said something about like, so Barstool had put up a thing like, this football, so there's a school shooting, whatever, yesterday. And this kid like died in it, and he was a football player and all this shit, and they like put up this thing, you know, put up a nice tribute to the kid, and the guy, and Keith Olbermann was like, this guy's mom was a Trump supporter and all to defend Barstool Sports and Stool Presidente, and I was like, what a scumbag thing to say. He got killed in a school shooting, and you care that his mom was a Donald Trump supporter.
He was talking about the shooter. I mean, it's a thing.
Was he talking about the shooter? It's a big thing. Even still.
I mean, who cares? The guy died.
Yeah. I'm not sure who he was talking about.
That shooting was like, it wasn't really that high on the, it wasn't really that high on like, it didn't really flash on the news like the old ones used to.
No, it's getting really, that's really the sad thing about it is it dies down quick.
It's like traffic. The old ones, you know, it's like, that's it. There's just traffic and school shootings. Like. Yeah.
That's how they do. They go, well, there was a quadruple murder in Michigan today, and then By the way, how's your forecast looking for fucking 9 to 5? Sad state of affairs.
Oh, Tony, how soon are you going to be on the MJ10 plan, since that's trademarked?
I hate MJ10, but I loved that he did it. You know what? MJ10 does not quite roll off the tongue like TB12. But I guess TB12 doesn't really roll off the tongue unless you've done it gazillions of times.
I was about to say, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, MJ10, MJ is too much of a, you know what I mean? It's like, you can't be an MJ. I don't know. I'm sure it's nothing. I'm sure it's just the same thing that, like, remember when Brady was like, he got like shit for, he was trademarking Tom Terrific, and he said his reasoning was like he didn't want other people to do it and use his name for Tom Terrific because he hated that nickname. Maybe he's just doing it like that. People's companies just like fucking, they just get trademarks on shit so nobody can use his image or name.
He probably has a bunch of trademarks.
Yeah,
this one might have just came out. Like, they're probably trying to do like all different types of things just in case they want to do a hat or whatever. It's not that expensive.
I'm gonna grab me an LLC.
I'll buy that hat right now.
Yeah, I mean, Mac 10 is undeniably cooler than MJ 10.
I like the Mac. That's the name of my fantasy team. The Mac.
Now would be a good time to bring up that, you know, we're talking ownership of the company. And you know, I have a couple things trademarked for Malcolm Go.
We were never talking ownership of the company.
I already have a couple Malcolm Go things trademarked. I have a couple things lined up.
You would do. You would fucking have a website. Oh, I've got the MalcolmGoPodcast.com. You want it, you can get it for a cool $5 million.
A couple percentage points. I mean,
I've been spending $40 a month out of pocket to host this bitch online for the listeners.
That is true.
They love it, though.
They love it. The boys love it.
I saw.
I don't know why I put that.
Are we going to beat Buffalo? I think we're going to.
I don't know. The boys are so hot right now. The boys are so hot. But the problem is, they're setting them up in almost a no-win scenario. Rookie quarterback in the cold, in the wind.
This every week. Cold weather Mac is here. We're going to get
scuba suit Mac. Dead Ivy season. Oh. Going into Buffalo. Monday night, under the lights, nothing better. I don't know. What do you think? 3-point dogs?
I don't think they're that good, point blank.
I don't know. They beat a lot of soft teams. Every good team they beat, I think, was like injured or just playing shitty. Like,
who's a good quarterback they faced? The only good one was Dak, really, right?
They beat the Chiefs. Brady. They beat the Chiefs, who were playing bad. They beat the Saints last week, who had no quarterback. They beat, I think they lost to the Titans, right?
They got destroyed by the Colts.
And now I'm actually more nervous about going to Indianapolis than I am to Buffalo.
I'm not nervous about anyone, and let me make that clear. We have, Mac Jones is so calm. It just like calms me. Like, I'll be nervous and I'll be like, he'll just come out there and look like a 12-year-old. And I'm just like, I'm about this. This is my guy. Southern life. Yeah. And then N'Keal Harry's up there blocking on the edge. It just does things.
By the way, I hated that sweatshirt he came out with. I don't know what that was, but he's like in collaboration with like his friend's fucking sweatshirt company. You know, you and your squad. That looks like a Malcolm Go sweatshirt. It was him and his friend's like stupid company. Like, this is literally, it might be on the MJ10 scale of trademarks. He just got it's him in action, obviously, like in practice, because he's never looked like this before in his life. He's catching a pass, and he does look like a good football player. And then he's running away, and it's got some company name on it. He should be laying a block on Myles Garrett. There shouldn't be anything else. Just lay a block on Myles Garrett. That should be a sweatshirt. You're the best blocking wide receiver in the NFL. Own it. He should be like Dennis Rodman.
I mean, he should own it.
Be like, honestly, Dennis Rodman. I'm not going to score any points. I'm going to rebound the basketball all day and throw elbows. That's what N'Keal Harry should lean into. Rodman, is Rodman in the Hall of Fame? He should be.
No. Why is he not on special teams?
Why is he not on special teams? He's not fast.
Yeah, he could run through a motherfucker face.
Motherfucker face. Run through a motherfucker face.
I know he's doing it right now.
Yeah, I just don't know why there's a lag. It really bugs the shit out of me. Like, I'll press it, you know.
people around here think you're.
No, there's a scary little bit that the Patriots haven't played a quarter. Like Brady and Dak are the two quarterbacks. They the only good ones.
And Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert's really good.
Okay.
Herbert's good. He's a top 10 quarterback in the league.
I don't know.
This year.
Very good.
Herbert's okay. He doesn't look that. He hasn't looked that good this year.
No, are they supposed to just play all the top quarterbacks?
Baker Mayfield was okay.
No,
I mean, who's left?
Baker stinks.
Who's even good? Lamar. Is he even good?
Josh Allen
played Lamar.
I know, but I'm trying to think of who's good.
Nervous that they're playing.
Lamar's not good, but he's the type. He's the type that beats us.
Russell Wilson is good, and his team's terrible now. Obviously, he's dog shit.
You know who's good, and his team's good? Mac Jones is good, and his team's good.
Mac Jones, has Brady ever thrown for 70%? Did he ever throw for 70% completions with the Patriots, or ever, in general? I always know he was like a high 68. He's like a 68, 69 guy. Mac Jones is at like 70.5% completion percentage.
He's the highest in the NFL right now by a stretch.
I mean, I know a lot of it has to do because they don't throw very deep ever, and they just kind of dump off. But it's fucking impressive nonetheless. I mean, that's very much Drew Brees.
When he lobs those deep balls like 35, he threw one. The safety came over the top, and it was just in there perfect. And I was just like,
bad throw. Let's own that was a bad throw. Myers made a great catch. But he didn't make many. I mean, he made one bad throw that could have been a pick six.
Should have been.
And obviously, he missed Hunter Henry, but didn't do any harm. Big kick, Nick. Stud.
That guy's my favorite player. He's my best fantasy player. It's a lot. Gets me 20 a week.
What is he, 36 years old? I'm 36 years old. This guy's making 60-yard kicks in the NFL. Not that we're the same type of athlete, but. A much
Y'all
better
look
athlete
exactly
than him.
The same. Y'all look exactly Whoa. The same as.
You seen my body lately? Been fucking keto diet. Abs. Got abs now. I ran.
Not tubby tie.
Huh?
Not tubby tie.
Nah, you look great. I can see your second chin. It's not a great angle for you on the Zoom call here. I'll be honest.
No, I don't have a good.
You
spot.
Need some. You gotta be like one of those Instagram girls. Get one from up above. You could turn like a 300 pounder, look like a Kardashian. Do
JP,
some camera tricks.
Use?
What do I use for what? This?
Yeah.
Computer. I'm also on my MacBook Air.
Did your mom buy that as well?
Computers?
I'm not answering that, but yes.
couple of mom bought computers over here. Some mom buying computer slum bitches.
Yeah, my birthday's right before Christmas, so I get fucked even harder.
Yeah. Well, I got my birthday is the same as now my 1-year-old daughter's birthday, so I will be getting nothing for the foreseeable future. I am going out to dinner tomorrow night with my lady to the Capitol Grill, so watch out for a nice tomahawk. I might go for a tomahawk tomorrow. A lobster tail on that bitch? I don't even like lobster. Just do it.
Celebrate the new deal.
I'm going to celebrate. Well, the deal, you know, I don't want to, you know, count my eggs
don't
before
even know
the hatch.
What this is about.
We
don't have no clue what this is.
I don't know what it's about. Some lady randomly, like, I looked through her, like, her DMs or whatever. You know how you can, like, go through people's tweets and replies? She did it to, like, 4 other people. So I'm like, I'm not, what do I know? They're going to be like, she's probably going to be like, if you pay us 10 grand, we'll promote your podcast. And I'll be like, oh, do you take credit card?
That's a steal.
what a deal. I get on this website with every fucking notable item. It had like Joe Biden, and then it would be like the Saints, and then just like if I could it need help with your math homework. It was the website was I could not it was, you could not navigate it. Unnavigatable.
Sounds like an episode of this podcast.
Well, I don't disagree with you. The podcast is a bit discombobulated from start to finish.
Oh, but. At the finish, there's one person who's been making right predictions.
Yeah, I've been making some good. I mean, I don't remember them being on a run of blowouts like this since like 07. And you've been accurately calling blowouts for so long that it's starting to get freaky. I don't know. It's hard for me to get, you know, to get bullish on a rookie quarterback when I know an inevitable, you know, slide is going to come. Not that there's going to be a slide, but it's going to be. A slowdown, a lull in production.
Well, think about it. He's kind of like Brady. Brady was a fifth-year senior. These guys aren't like 18 years old. These are like men. Max like 23 years old.
Yeah.
He's a grown man.
Grown ass man.
And he's up at 4:30 watching film with the lady, eating steak, eggs, and spaghetti. He's red. I mean, that's a man.
I'd love to throw together a nice spaghetti for him. See if you like. He's not used to it. He's from Jacksonville, went to school at Alabama. I bet you I could throw together a nice gravy for the boy. He wouldn't even know what hit him.
Honestly, he needs to go to Kowloon. He needs a night at Kowloon.
Oh, couldn't you believe it? I mean, there's hard rumors right now. It was even in the Lynn newspaper the other day. There's hard rumors coming that the Kowloon is going under development in the near future. Two six-story buildings, and they're going to demo the Kowloon and make it like a small Kowloon in these buildings. I don't even know. I don't even know if I'd want to live in Saugus at that point. All the glitz and glamour is gone.
That's what Saugus is all about. You see the Kowloon on the hill. It's like the golden egg.
I mean, trust me. When I was growing up, Route 1 was a neon paradise. It was like going into Las Vegas Strip. It was the Las Vegas Strip. Everything. The fucking Hilltop Cactus. It's the tallest building in Massachusetts. Don't look it up. It's true. And you'd see it from miles and miles. The bright green blaring in your face. And then you'd go a little bit further and you'd see the Kowloon little teepee thing. I don't even know what you call it. Fucking, I don't know.
Definitely not a TP. 100%.
It's not a TP, but it's I don't know what the fuck it is. And then, you know, there was just so much neon, so much excitingness. Now everything's condos and strip restaurants, you know, fucking Wendy's, and they put a Walmart.
Sold out.
It's like Green Day. Saugus is Green Day basically as a town. You know what I mean? Like we were punk rock in the 90s and prior, and then now we're just going in all in on the money, trying to lower the taxes.
We have no dignity.
Nothing. I would pay, I don't even know. I mean, the Wong family obviously doesn't want to run it anymore. The kids, I can't even imagine the kids. I want to fight them all. I don't even know how many there are. There are definitely triads or some type of Asian gang, but like, I don't understand. That place literally must print their own money. Like Kowloon bucks. You know how much money that place makes? The food comes out in 8 seconds. Eight! You order it, the guy just goes to the back and gets it. They don't make it. It's just there and they get it. They know what you want and they fire you out of there.
I thought everyone stopped eating Kowloon in 2012. I didn't know people kept eating it.
Kowloon Chinese food, I'll tell you a secret. Kowloon food itself is average. You go for the atmosphere, babe. You go for the atmosphere. You got to be seen. You go to be seen. That's like, you know, I remember, we're the paparazzi in L.A. That's like the Saugus paparazzi spot.
The movers and shakers.
Exactly. That's where deals are done. You know, on the golf course? That's where deals are done in Saugus, in the Kowloon bar, the Hong Kong lounge. Grab a sushi roll. You know, I mean, maybe
We used to go to Out of Asia.
Remember Out of Asia, that? The goat. I don't want to go too deep down the Chinese food restaurant Saugus game, but Out of Asia, unequivocal number one.
We're deep in the well now.
So. Yeah, I don't want to get too deep into the Chinese restaurant scene in Saugus, but Kowloon is a clear number two to Out of Asia. I mean,
one
there's
thing
little
you've
joints.
Got that's actually southern that I wish we had in the south was Kelly's. Kelly's was about it.
See, that's such a southern thing to say. Kelly's was good in the 80s. In the early 90s, there's too many people. The roast beef, you don't go to Kelly's for roast beef. Number one. That's a fucking fact. I'm laying out on the Malcolm Go pod. You never go to Kelly's. First of all, you don't go to Kelly's on Route 1 for nearly anything. You go to Kelly's on the beach if you're going to get anything good. And then,
have you guys heard about the Chick-fil-A peppermint milkshake?
No.
You guys know peppermint stick milkshake at Chick-fil-A.
I don't like the taste of peppermint.
Peppermint is the best milkshake going. What are we talking about?
You lost your mind.
You lost the pod. You've gone off the rails. Nobody
you
wants
lost
a
all your
I'm gonna bring
milkshake.
I'm bringing two peppermint stick milkshakes, and I'm gonna fucking make both of you drink them, and you're gonna love every second
babe,
of it.
You know we're off sugar. You know we're off sugar, babe. I can't have that.
Yeah. I'll wave that right across your nose.
I hate it. I would make my nose bleed. My eyes water. Why would I want? I want a nice strawberry. Give me a strawberry fribble. Which, by the way, Friendly's also closed in Saugus. Another fucking staple. Now it's Wendy's.
You need a.
I need to be in charge of Route 1 development, is what I need to be.
Nope. Saugus needs the first MJ10 store in development.
Dope. First, they came for Bickford's and no one said anything. And then they came for the Hilltop.
What a good one. They did come for Bickford's. Fucking Bickford's. That's gone. I mean, think of all that Full of Bull. So many Eastside Mario. So many bangers over the years have come and gone. When Hilltop closed, it wasn't like, it didn't hurt because that place. I mean, imagine the great, it literally, I mean, at one point was the number one restaurant in the United States. It had like the most patrons in the United States in a single year. And it dwindled to like, literally like 6 people would go in there at night. And that was it. And you had to be 75 years or older. It was the worst restaurant. When I heard it was going to close, I went, you know, I don't know. It had like a couple months left. I went. And it couldn't have been more dog shit. I was like, this is the worst food I've ever had. And we used to go there for every fucking birthday. Everybody's birthday, everybody's celebration, steal all their steak knives. Every single Saugus family. Listen, if you're from Saugus or the North Shore, talk to your parents. Because every single one of your parents' utensil drawer was filled with Hilltop steak knives. That was a fact. All of you owned... Your entire collection of steak knives were stolen from Hilltop. And tell and your parents will tell you that's true.
Your mom's notorious for stealing every single towel from any hotel she's ever been in.
Yeah, my mom will walk out with just about anything. If it's that if that shit's not nailed down, it's coming home. We went to Santarpio's once and she just walked out with a glass of soda. I was like, what are you doing? It was just so, she was like just so confident about it. But like you don't walk out of a restaurant with their glass. It was just Diet Coke. I was like, why are you leaving with that? She's like, it's my drink. I was like, you don't leave with the glass. Psychotic move.
How was the atmosphere this weekend, by the way?
Fire. It's been fire all season. The action is just intense. Everyone's excited. Frankie was lit up. He was real lit up early. He had a bad day. He had a bad day. He had a real bad day. He threw up. It was a whole thing.
Good
for him.
Yeah, he said he told the story. He went to the bat. I mean, I don't know what happened. I mean, he drank the same as us. He can't handle hard liquor, is what it is. And we were doing shots before the game. I only got 10 nips, and we finished all 10 nips before the game. But I was riding high, so I was good.
You guys really do. You love your fireball shots, right?
That's how you prime the tank for a 1 o'clocker. What are you just gonna fucking show up with a coffee? Man. No, I got it. By the way, I'm getting so old. And so, you know how I got the chicken Caesar salad that one time? I got a fucking black coffee mid-game. This is how I'm deteriorating so fucking low. I forgot about that.
Tony's gonna start having insurance halftime.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm fucking losing my mind. I really am. I went to the draft beer section, and I was like, oh fuck, I can only get 2 beers. And as I looked at the coffee, I was like, oh, that looks good. And I was like, what did I do? And I got it and I drank it. I was like, ugh, how old am I? 75 years old? I'm at a Patriots game enjoying a nice victory, sipping on my black coffee.
That's tough. That's almost like just taking wine to a tailgate.
Not quite.
That's classy.
Yeah, that's too classy.
They did flash to Bob Kraft, and he was up there crushing some red.
Was he? Oh, he was with fucking Niles Crane. He was with
they were both
with Drew Bledsoe up there.
Who doesn't like waxing. To drink red wine? Well, Bledsoe has his wine company.
Yeah, but he probably brought a couple bottles of Washington State Shiraz out there. I don't know shit about wine.
Red wine in the fall isn't fantastic. Like I don't know what's going on here.
I hate red wine. It gives me a headache. Gives everybody.
I like red wine. It's just not a game day. It's not a game day feel, man. Like it's like, oh, I'm gonna go watch the Patriots play. Let's crush a bottle of wine.
Have coffee instead, like real men.
Yeah, no shit. Black at that.
Well, it was black. So Frankie, whatever, he went to the bathroom and he said that he was taking a piss, and some random guy came up to him and asked him if he was okay. Never a great sign. Never a great sign. Yeah, and then anyway,
like
we had added a bit. After the game, he was cooking, fucking left the sausages on. It was a whole fucking thing. We got halfway to the, you know, I'm cruising home about an hour and a half after the game, and I look at him, I'm like, oh, God. I had to pull over. He fucking puked all over somebody in Walpole's front lawn, and I was like, get in the car. Just get in the car.
That's good, though. That's the Frankie we need. That's the Frankie we need for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I haven't had a bad day in a while. I mean, Frankie and Vince have both had some rough goes. He Vince fell down the stairs. Frankie had a rough one this past weekend. I don't know what hit him. I think he was shampooing. You know, when he was like, you know, he was shampooing from the night before. He had gone out to some comedy show, Sebastian Maniscalco, with the squad, and I think he got lit up the night before, and he was shampooing hard the next day, and then just fucking, it just hit him real quick.
Respect. Good for Frankie.
Yeah. That's hey, what we need. What are you gonna do? But anyway, moving on. Buffalo Bills. What do you see out of them, KP? What do you see? What do you hear?
I think their offense is good, but I don't know. Like, Josh Allen's going to put the L's on Stephon Diggs. Not scared there. Don't like not having Duggar. Not a fan of that because they're tied into.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's another whole big fucking thing is now that COVID has infected the Patriots locker room. So now you got Duggar and J.J. Taylor. Duggar, humongous loss.
One of the biggest things about the Patriots is that they're not hurt. The only guy that's out is James White.
Knock on some meat right now. Knock
Jamie Collins is coming back this week. Uche should come back probably, I think he's next week maybe.
Next week.
Yeah, and but Duggar being a loss this week is bad. It's not good.
They have
good.
A good tight end. Their tight end's really good.
Duggar is such a stud. He's like literally the leader of the defense now.
But also, like, Judon and Barmore are there, and if you get any pressure on Josh Allen, it's like he has diarrhea for a brain.
He'll sprint, but he can run around. That's classic. That's a classic way the Patriots lose, is scrambling quarterbacks. The only thing that's holding me up is this is a Patriots offense. They're literally running the Patriots offense. Brian Daboll just runs the Brady offense with a little bit more mobile quarterback. That's all it is. Bill Belichick will know it inside and out. They'll know every single call, every single fucking hot read, everything. It's just defending it is the problem. You know what I mean? They don't really have a good running game. So you just got
to
stop.
They'll try to.
Yeah.
Hey, is there any concern about Judon's ability to set the edge?
No. Everyone's due.
No concern this week?
He didn't set the edge this week, but he's willing. He's a willing edge setter.
It was a fluke. It was a fluke game. That is probably the best offensive line in the NFL.
I also think that
they
were just
real good.
I literally think that they were just like, fuck it. Make them. They can run all they want. We're going to score so many. We're going to score points. Let them run. We're not going to let them throw. So we'll just let them run. So they're playing light boxes and letting them run. You know what I mean?
First play of the game is a Judon sack. That does things to a boy.
I wasn't even in stadium for that yet. I was still out in security.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It was a rough day for your boys.
That'll do things. That got my energy going.
I hate missing kickoff. Fucking nothing peeves me more, I'll tell you right now. And fucking Frankie was just lackadaisical about it, man. Though it was a weak showing for him all week. Oh, you know, we're trying to eat the sausages. We didn't even get to the steak tips. I brought the steak tips home. I ate them Monday, Tuesday. In-house. Pound and a half.
That's a good move. That's a good move. You should do that more often. Tyler, why are you standing now? What's going on here?
He looks like he's got to do a deuce. Like, that's a stand-in, like a deuce. Like he's got a two on deck. Well, there's only so long you can look at Tyler laying up. You could look at him laying on his pillows while he's doing a podcast.
It's not comfortable to, like, sit up on a bed. I have no chair.
You have a computer.
Why are you on your phone?
Do you have a computer?
I don't own a computer. Who owns a computer? How old are you?
All right. I'll tell you what.
Why don't you go ask your mom?
Does your mom have any money? Could she buy you a MacBook Air for the pod? You know where you could have been? You could have been at the house with the microphone.
Oh!
Where you should have been.
This is fair.
Yeah.
But long story short, no, I'm not worried about them. They can't run the ball, and nobody throws the ball against Patriots. That's just a new thing that goes on now. Nobody does that.
They don't even have Stephon Gilmore, and they're just out there fucking playing lights out. Jalen Mills has been fire the last few weeks.
He can't get beat deep, though. I don't like that.
Yeah.
McCourty's been awesome.
McCourty's been a stud. I mean, we got a lot of free agents this year and not a lot of cap space. The more you think about it.
Adrian Phillips is unbelievable.
They got we don't want to have to get too deep into it, but we're fucking mid-season here. But you got McCourty's a free agent. Hightower's a free agent. Phillips is a free agent. That's three off the top of my head. James White.
If I have to pick one, I'm picking Phillips.
I don't think you have to pick one. You probably have to pick two out of three, though. Unless Hightower and McCourty are willing to play for cheap.
I bet they would be. Yeah, so you've got to guard COVID trooper Cole
Brent Brown
and Emmanuel Sanders. Fuck
yeah! Calf. So the problem with this is that you know, you would assume that Phillips and Duggar were going to play linebacker this week because they're going to basically tell the Bills to like try to run on them, yeah. And they'd probably have, you know, those guys playing with maybe one linebacker, maybe Bentley, and having Duggar out is really going to hurt them.
Yeah, Duggar's
Van Noy's also playing out of his britches. That man is on fire.
Yeah, he's been hot lately. He got his wife pregnant too, so that's got to get him all fired up. She is still top of the WAG society in Foxborough. Don't care what anybody says. Yeah, I don't know. He's a stud. They've got Barmore, he plays out of his mind every game. I watch him almost every snap. By the way, did I tell you I made the move on the Duggar jersey?
Did
you? You did it?
I did it. I said I retired the jersey game, and then I watched last week, and fucking Duggar was banging tackles, fucking lowering the shoulder on left tackles. And I was like, he knocked a running back 8 yards. I was like, that's it. I'm fucking a fucking big swinging dick safety jersey. I need it.
Well, I mean, also, like, that's big. Like, there's not going to be many Duggar jerseys around. There's going to be Barmore jerseys around for a long time. Duggar, he's going to be like the hidden gem.
I know. The Duggar, the 2-3. I'll be wearing the 2-3 to the stadium from now on. You're going to see your boy.
Top notch.
I don't care.
His family is definitely going to say something to you. 100%.
I'm part of the Duggar squad. I was part of the Maroney squad, too, back in the day when he used to roll up with his Kool-Aid Hummer. His family was so fat. They were the fattest family I'd ever seen. From top to bottom. They'd roll in 6-7 deep. Each one of them was 350. They couldn't go on the escalator at the same time. They had if they could get on there at all. They all came in a purple Hummer. The license plate said Kool-Aid. And then they had the Kool-Aid man on the side of it with like 85-inch rims. Biggest things you've ever seen. And they were all 350. And he was like,
he has any money left?
Not a chance. He spent it before he was out of the league.
That's good talk.
None. He wasn't a smart guy. He had such a great rookie year behind Corey Dillon. And then Corey retired. And they were like, all right, we got Maroney. He's a fucking fat, you know, he was like a home run hitter. So fast first round pick. And then he just started that thing where he would just dance behind the line forever. And then just would never hit the hole. And then soon they just started giving up and like gave it to Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, the least exciting running back in Patriots history.
Wait, Tony.
What?
I think this is your week, speaking of running backs, that Mondre is going to get to start.
I mean, they're literally 50-50 at this point. Damien Harris comes in, he gets one series, then Stevenson gets a series, then Harris, and then just go back and forth.
This is like the cold weather, though, like put the big boy in and just let him plow through.
How much bigger is he than Harris? I don't even think he's that much bigger than Harris.
He just runs more. He runs bigger.
It makes him so much better in the fourth quarter. They both come out, and you can't tackle either one.
Harris had that bully sack. He ran directly into Trent Brown's fat stomach. They were running around the corner, and he ran directly into Trent Brown. Trent Brown was like a stone wall, didn't move. He was like, oh, you want to – he's like turned him around and just like made him fucking, you know. And then he go and pushed another guy, and then Harris went in for the touchdown, sealed the game.
Watching Trent Brown get in the huddle is the most laughable thing I've ever seen.
Can you imagine him in high school like having to lean over in like a huddle? Like the NFL huddle is so – like fucking nonchalant. Everyone just kind of gets in a circle. And in high school, it's like a thing. Like, okay, they like practice number one. They teach you how to get in the huddle. They're like, okay, linemen in the back or wide receivers in the front leaning over. And then, fuck, you imagine Trent Brown in a high school huddle. Like, oh, I got
to
bend over
take
for this
a knee.
Shit. Yeah.
He'd be on a knee.
By the way, Sauga Sachem's not a great season. I think they didn't win a game. You guys want to discuss?
Well, did they compete? Did the kids have fun? That's really what matters.
Look,
probably not.
No, I'm gonna. I think that I could coach that team to 4 wins next season. I don't care what it would take. Tyler's dad was he's been a lifer there. He didn't coach this year, did he? Has he been long since retired?
He hasn't probably coached in a decade.
He hasn't in a decade. I'd love to get in there.
They get the Malcolm Go? Why don't they put us in there? We could. I'll run the point.
I would be fired as a high school football coach within a week.
I would assault a child. That'd be my.
No, it wouldn't even be the hitting. It'd be the curt
not
the words
sexually,
because I don't know how to. My football coach in high school would say the most insane things that I couldn't even imagine. I thought that's how high school football is discussed. I mean, we lost every game, so it had no effect on our winning. But, I mean, that's how you talk as a high school football coach. I would do that with zero coaching ability, and I would be fired immediately. The parents would complain.
No way. You've watched too much Belichick. You've got the mind.
I mean, I would run four plays. That would be my whole strategy. Four plays perfected. And we just play defense, and we couldn't lose.
It's like no.
My high school team goes triple option because you're going to sneak a win in. The boys are going to figure it out, and we're going to be
great.
I'm not
going to sneak a win in. I'm going to take four. I want to take state. That's what I want to do is take state. Listen,
you gotta start somewhere. Yeah, yes.
In my mind, it is an absolute impossibility that a town can have a bad football team for over 50 years. It doesn't make any sense. In my whole life, why can they be bad for 50 years? They won the state championship or something in the 70s twice and then have sucked for 50 years. Tyler, comment.
White. I mean, Tony acts like I wasn't 2-2 on Thanksgiving. Like, I don't know what to tell
him. You had a hot streak. You caught a hot streak. We had lost 20-something to that point.
I've never lost a PBD in a game I've played.
We lost 20 something straight through my senior year. And you're like 4 years, you're more than that. You're like what, 6 years younger than me? About 4 or 5 years younger than me anyway. So that was you guys. I went to the game you won. It was awesome. But it was like, that was literally like year 30.
Have you caught a Sachem game lately?
Have I caught one?
Yeah.
No, I haven't caught one, for Christ's sakes.
Well, you can't identify the problems until you're there breaking down film.
No, I'm going to go. My first game is going to be next year, Thanksgiving, in the new stadium. We got a new stadium. And, you know, Thanksgiving's the game to go to. That's, again, a place to be seen and heard.
What happened at your Thanksgiving?
Make a scene.
Maybe they don't do Thanksgiving in the South, do they?
What?
You do football on Thanksgiving?
We have all the fixins. Yes, they play football. The Cowboys play every year.
I'm not talking about the Cowboys. I'm talking about your high school team, for crying out loud.
Oh, no. Hell no. That's a celebration, man. You can't play football.
I don't know if that's a mass. That's definitely a Massachusetts thing. That's the last game of the year is the Thanksgiving game. The best.
Everything's Friday night, baby. Friday night lights here. That's what it always is, but it's always, always
Wait,
will be.
Tony, what happened at your house on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, the boys got lit. That's it. We were throwing them back, like you read about, watching the games. I got turkey, cut it up. Fucking everyone made a big deal. Hey, Tony, because last year we didn't have it because my wife's due date was Thanksgiving. So I was like, all right, we're not going to do it this year. So, you know, we were like, all right, we're going to do it this year again. And then everyone starts calling like, what the fuck, man? We didn't get invited. I was like, what do you mean invited? Like, you just come to my house. And then they were all bitching. So I was like, okay, so send a text to everyone. And then they picked the time. They go, what time are we doing it? I'm like, I don't know. What time do you want to come over? Whatever. Fucking, I don't care. Noon, two, whatever. They're like, two sounds
good.
Yeah, they were like, two sounds good. I was like, all right, two. So I have everything ready for two. I'm sitting there in my fucking nice sweater, like all excited. Got everything hot and ready. Not a fucking soul walks in till like 2:25. I'm like, you fucking ass. I've been slaving Wait, all day.
You had dinner like ready on the table at two?
Not ready, but, you know, warm. And I had the hors d'oeuvres out. I'm sitting there taking
That's
photos
so
with
late.
The family.
Why do y'all eat so late?
Who?
First of all, who shows up to Thanksgiving dinner at 2? It's like an 11:30 thing.
11:30
a.m.? That's you have 11 a couple at drinks? The latest.
Yeah, I like to go all day.
Brunch drinks?
I was doing drinks. I was doing drinks
You're
early.
Late. We go like sun's up. Sun's up, mom, or not my mom. My dad's in the kitchen. He's grinding, smoking meats. And we're eating by 10.
10 a.m.?
Oh, yeah.
10? On Thanksgiving?
We've done pre-11 before, yeah.
It's absurd.
What the fuck is going on there?
That's crazy.
That's fucking crazy.
It's not a Southern thing. Stop fucking exercising Southern rights. That doesn't exist.
We are still fighting the war, sir.
Yeah. No. They have turkey dinner. Dinner is what's called Thanksgiving dinner. You don't eat it at 10 a.m. That's
We've
the craziest
had,
shit I've ever heard.
10 was a stretch. We do eat by 11. That's a fact.
10.
Not the matter.
10:30. That's breakfast.
Good. Then you can eat it again, and then you know what you do after that. You eat it again.
I did have a nice turkey sandwich at about 11:30 at night, but that's You don't got a nice Italian scally bread down in South Carolina. I got that shit at my house, like you read about. Fresh cut from the bakery. That's the stuff you put it on. I throw a turkey, stuffing, cranberry sauce from the can. If it's not shaped like a can, I don't fucking want it. Get it off the table. I want it on the turkey, and then I put a little gravy on that bitch, a little broccoli casserole, cut it in half.
That's good.
That's a sangi right there.
4 minutes.
That's how the boys do
it. At the end of it, Tony was in the end of the night. Tony's in the bathroom trying to make himself throw up.
No, I was listen. I took a day off from the keto. Took a day off. The boys got to have. The boys got to take a cheat day every now and again. Yeah, stay sane.
I need your prediction, Tony. You got 4 minutes.
You guys go first. I'm nervous. I can go late. I can go late. You guys can't go late. So you guys give me your prediction.
I can call you back. I do it every time.
Yeah, you do. But until we lose Tyler, and Tyler will be snoozing in about 2 minutes.
Ah, Snooze City. 26-25 Patriots.
Ooh,
I love it. I'm so tired of your shit. I'm so tired of these one-point games. Tony?
I said I'll go last.
I got to look at the line. Patriots plus 2.5. I mean, boys. This is going to be another blowout.
It's not going to be a blowout. You got to stop talking yourself into the blowout.
It's going to be Pats by 12.
Oh, my God. Pats by 12.
Pats by 12. It'll be.
They have such a good defense.
Who, us?
Do they?
Like a,
they have a good defense, but they can be run on.
Right. You say that shit about all of them. I've been hot. So we're going to go. Patriots are going to score 27, which would mean I'll say 27. I'll say 27-14, just for good numbers. And then my prop here will be – I could say J.C. Jackson will have a pick because he just will. But
that's not even – that's literally a given at this point. Every game now. He's going to break the record for most interceptions in their first four seasons. He has 24. The record is 25.
It's like a joke. He doesn't give up receptions. He has more interceptions than receptions given up in the past 4 weeks.
He hasn't played many studs recently. I mean, Diggs fucking destroyed him last year, so look out for
Diggs is a tough cover for him.
Yeah, I wouldn't even put Diggs on him if I had the choice. I'd double him up and put him on fucking Emmanuel Sanders or something.
Well, are they going to play zone? They've been playing zone kind of for a while.
True, they've been playing zone.
That cover three shit, just dropping them and then blitzing the world.
Yeah. Let's see. All right, I'm going to go. I'm a little nervous about this game. I really want to pick the Bills, but I'm not going to do it. I want to do it, but I'm not going to do it. It's a fucking setup loss. They fucking are setting up the Bills. The schedulers set up the Bills to become the kings of the East and put the Patriots out to slumber. And I'm not going to have it.
How often do the Patriots just win those games when they're set up and you're like, oh, they're going to lose this. Bill just comes out here. Throws it on their face.
The media is talking about them too much, which is never a good sign. No.
Well, we got under a minute here, and I'm going to say, I don't know. I'm going to go, it's going to be a low, I don't know. Give me 20. Mac Jones leads a late comeback win. Patriots win 17-14 on a late touchdown to N'Keal Harry. Just kidding. The late touchdown to Brandon Bolden on a fucking screen pass runs it in. 17-14 Patriots. Monday night, under the lights, Patriots win.
Scuba suit back makes his return. I want a t-shirt with him in a scuba suit. That's going to be something I need.
I love scuba suit Mac right now. He looked chilly. He looked chilly, but his pass is it's supposed to be super windy in Buffalo, too. So you got to look out. Here we go.
See you guys.
15 seconds. Love you, boys. Go on, get
it. I'm coming. I'm calling you.
AP says he's calling back. Who knows what's going to happen? But anyway, I mean, yeah, it's supposed to be fucking crosswinds. Typical Buffalo in December. Big wins, little precipitation for the boys. I could see Mac. Here we go. Here we are. Who is it? It's like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Who do we have here?
It is I.
Ah, hello. We always lose Tyler and we have to bring you in to talk shit about him. It's like when your friend leaves the party. What a fucking piece of shit he is.
What a loser. God, why'd we invite him?
Ruins all the parties.
Yeah, man. This would be way better without him.
Yeah, I don't know. It's supposed to be a lot of crosswinds. I was just talking to myself about the crosswinds in Buffalo.
I don't care. They used to say that shit about Tom too. It crossed.
Tom throws a bullet. Mac Jones throws floaters.
Well, I'm saying cross.
Let's all go. Let's get down to the brass tacks here. Mac doesn't put any speed on the ball.
Yeah, but when you're throwing it 8 yards, crosswinds don't matter, babe. That's true.
When he starts throwing it, that thing's going to start to wobble. I don't know. There's no wind in the South, in the SEC.
I will say, he throws a very fuckable spiral. I mean, his spiral.
Whoop. Listen, I love Mac Jones as much as the next guy, but he's going to start putting some mustard on these passes.
No, he doesn't.
He's got to see Tom House. He's got to put some mustard on him.
He needs to just do what works, and this is working, so let's continue that.
No, it's the weirdest thing. Like, he's exactly like Chad Pennington is the greatest comp I've ever heard because he throws exactly like that. No, I mean, accurate passers that just don't put any speed on the ball whatsoever.
But he will. Like, when he needs to, he'll step into it. But most of the time, like, his deep balls are like, they make me nervous.
It takes 25 minutes to get there. But he literally has to. He throws. That's why he throws it so fast, because he throws it so slow. So that's why he has to release it so fast. He'll throw it under 2 seconds and be like, wow, he's got a quick release. Yeah, he has to. If he's going to throw it deep, he's got to throw it now or it's never going to get to the guy.
Yeah, but like, they're so perfect, though. They hit the receiver in the chest every time.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, he's usually dead on.
Percentage, one of those dumb stats, like catchable ball percentage, is like 88%. That's ridiculous.
I've really had it, too, with fucking analytics. Can we just watch football and enjoy it? I got to hear about your fucking DVOA. That's all it's become now. Everything on ESPN and everything. The fucking, I don't even know what it means. DVOA. Something above
it's
average.
It's the PFF. The pro whatever, football shit, whatever. Like, Judon's not even like the top five on that. He's top five right now. He's the best.
Yeah. I mean, he's one of the best pass rushers in the league easily.
We don't talk about Barmore enough. Like, I think.
So hard to be impressed by a defensive tackle. But there was a play early in this game where he was triple teamed.
Quadruple teamed with the running back.
Well, he was triple teamed, but then the running back was supposed to come through, and he like knocked the running back, and he was being blocked by four people at one time.
He's unbelievable.
I think that was the play where Judon got the sack.
Yeah, it was. I just watch him. I find myself just like, I'm focused on a D-tackle. That's how locked in I am on this right now. I'm locked in on this team. Watching D-tackles.
Listen. We got to break down the film. Every way till Sunday, got to break down the film. Got to see what we're doing. J.C. Jackson's got to be in the conversation, Defensive Player of the Year.
No, I mean, I'd say he's leading it. They were all on that Diggs character from the Cowboys.
He stinks.
He's good. Trevia. Yeah, he's
all
right.
He had a lot of interceptions because they were thrown right to him.
Well, look what Jackson's doing. These are actually like, he's like jumping routes and shit.
Jumps routes. He doesn't give up receptions. I don't know how many yards he's given up this year, but not many. And I don't think he's given up a touchdown that
he's
I can remember.
He's also playing his way to a large contract somewhere else.
Yes. I know. I mean, they're going to franchise him. They will franchise him.
For a year. Yeah. And then he'll say, all right, fuck this. I need money.
Sorry. I'll get $20 million next year to play. I don't know. I feel like Belichick could convince him. I mean, he undrafted him, so why can't he fucking convince him to stay?
He said he likes being a Patriot. Also,
what else is he going to say?
You tweeted this, but
you ever heard a player be like, fuck it, I can't wait to leave?
No. Kendrick Bourne is well on his way to being like one of my favorite Patriots.
Yeah. His energy is infectious. He's next in a long line of dependable, excellent Patriot receivers.
And he can do it all.
Dominant, just dependable. It's fucking 50 to 80 yards a game, will score touchdowns, catch everything, be in the right place at all the right times. Just a Deion Branch-esque player, David Patton, just next in the long line.
And just says all the right things. He just says it. He says the Patriot way. He's just about it.
About that life. Well, anyway, that was a good pod on the new fucking computer. I think we fucking nailed it.
Bought us.
We'll see what happens on Friday when I get bought out. I'm going to sell big. I'm selling high, baby.
High.
And, yeah, I'm going to sell high, and you guys are not going to know the figures at all. You think there's a chance I tell you guys the figures? You're out of your mind.
I can't wait to hear them be like, hey, y'all need to be less vulgar on the internet.
No, they're just going to literally be like, hey, if you'd like to promote our website, we'll throw your podcast on our website. It's going to be some nonsense. Like, they set up a 45-minute Zoom call with me. What are we going to talk about? I don't talk to my wife for 45 minutes. What am I going to talk to you about 45 minutes?
They didn't even invite us, though. Like, they just wanted
you. They went to the talent, babe. They went to the talent.
They went to the face of the franchise, huh?
That's right. All right. Until next week, go Patriots. Go Sagan. Let's go.
Do your job. All right? Don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job. 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Brady. The back. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good.
It's good. It's good. Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team
in the
league.
Hey! Did it.
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You're
the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.